It's Jim Reeves on Country Music Time. Friends and neighbors, this is Staff Sergeant Don Sturgis with a great big welcome to Country Music Time, brought to you from Nashville, Tennessee, the hometown of country music, by your local Air Force recruiter in cooperation with this radio station. Now from the Grand Ole Opry, here's the star of this week's show, Jim Reeves.
When all your loves have been made,
this is Jim Reeves, and it's so nice to be with you here for the United States Air Force Recruiting Service, and I hope that we've included some of your all-time favorites on the show today. That, of course, was one of my newer tunes called I Know One, and I hope you enjoyed hearing it just one more time. Now we'd like to do one for you that's been one of the greatest blessings of my life, musically that is. Hope you'll enjoy hearing He'll Have to Go.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me do you love me true? Or is he holding me the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you another man. Do you want the answer, yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man pretend that you thought it would end low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go.
Thank you so very much. Always enjoy doing that tune. And now here's a young man coming forth to say some words to you that I want you to listen very closely to. Here is Staff Sergeant Don Sturges.
Thank you, Jim. What do the silver wings of an Air Force flying officer symbolize? Well, first of all, these wings show the world that the man wearing them is a master of the skies. You see, Air Force navigators are thoroughly and expensively trained in subjects such as astro-navigation and electronics. These men are also taught to command the confidence of those around them and to direct the most advanced aircraft with the utmost precision and skill. In the technically demanding aerospace age, the Air Force must maintain high standards. Today's Air Force navigators are the world's finest, dedicated professional men of the skies. Young men, if you are between 19 and 26 and one half and a high school graduate, see your local Air Force recruiter about aviation cadet navigator training. Wear the wings of leadership. Become a United States Air Force navigator.
Thank you, Don. Well, it's a great pleasure today and really an honor to have the folks on the show who do so many of my recordings with me. They're going to do one of their recordings for a change, a very beautiful tune it is. Folks, here are the Anita Kerr Singers, the quartet, doing their great song, Forever. Tell you what we'd like to do. Oh, by the way, thank you, Anita Kerr, very much. I almost fell asleep listening to you sing there. One of the finest fiddlers in the world is the microphone for us right now, Tommy Jackson. And he's got one of my favorite tunes for you. It's called Sally Gooden. Thank you. Tapper, man, I enjoy your fiddling so very much. Thank you. Thank you indeed. Now, if I may, I'd like to do one of my old tunes. Here's Billy Bio.
Back about 1800, Louisiana couple had a redheaded son. No name suited him, Jim Jack the Joe. They just called him Billy Bio. Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on the quicksand, walk slow. Billy Bio, that's what you say. A pretty girl will get you one day. Billy was a boy, kind of big for his size. Red hair and freckles and big blue eyes. 13 years from the day he was born, Bill fought the battle of the Little Bighorn. Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on the quicksand, walk slow. Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl get you one day. One day in 1878, a pretty girl walked through Bill's front gate. He didn't know where to put that hair run. He wound up married, but he lived neither one. Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on the quicksand, walk slow. Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl that you want to be. A pretty girl that you want to be.
All right, thank you. Thank you a lot. Now I tell you what I'd like for you folks to do before we say goodbye. I'd like to give you our name and address and have you write to us. Just write to Country Music Time, Recruiting Publicity Center, Governor's Island, New York, 4, New York. Till next time, this is Jim Reeves saying may the very best of everything be yours, and bye now.
Your local Air Force recruiter, in cooperation with this radio station, has presented Country Music Time from Nashville, Tennessee, the hometown of country music. Country Music Time is produced by the United States Air Force Recruiting Publicity Center. This is Staff Sergeant John Sturgis, reminding you that if you enjoyed this edition of Country Music Time, drop by and see your local Air Force recruiter and tell him about it. And now, until next time, remember, today and tomorrow, you're better off in the United States Air Force. Thank you.